Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, live around the world. Welcome, everyone. And we've all heard and know the expression, you live and learn. How many times you hear that? And hopefully, people exercise that. The agencies for the disabled have not put that phrase into practice. They're still, most of them are still back in the dark ages and, you know, set in their ways and refuse to change. And we, the disabled, and put the elderly in there too, are the victims of that. Now, let's be quick to point out, because it's so important, that we, the disabled and the elderly, pay the salaries of these agencies. It's because of us that they have buildings, offices, money, salaries. They can get grants and all that. Keep that in mind. People seem to forget that. But it's so true. All the more reason why they should listen to us and change the way things are done. There's so many examples of that that we have, and we've seen a lot of that in the last couple of months, especially with this pandemic and all that stuff, you know. The agencies weren't prepared for this. The government wasn't prepared for this. The medical profession wasn't prepared for it. The big question is now, are they all going to live and learn? I heard on the Reuters news earlier that the House voted to put aside $3 billion in case it ever happens again. All right. Now, but what is that money going to include? Are they going to live and learn? You know, I believe that the medical profession has horribly failed in this pandemic. Horribly. Look at all the people that have died. Many of them from the virus. Not all of them, but many of them. And, you know, just to stand by and keep on with the same regimen, the same idea of medicine, that's not good enough. You've got to teach people how to fortify themselves, build the immune system up. Many of us believe, and including some doctors, that this virus came about people have been taking too many drugs and antibiotics. And the bloodstream broke down, you know, and caused created a virus in many people. That may or may not be true, but the point is the tree in the forest, the great tree in the forest, if it doesn't bend, it breaks. There's the principle. You know, bring in new ways, bring in better ways, bring in new and different people who have different ideas how to help prevent and how to help minimize the impact of the virus. Doesn't mean you're not going to get it. Anybody can get a virus. Point is to have a strong bloodstream and a defense so that it doesn't bother you that much. You know, you stay home, you rest, you take some good natural antibiotics, give yourself a week or whatever it is, and you knock it off. Many people throughout the world have done that with this virus. We're not hearing about that. Maybe one or two cases. I submit that there are thousands and thousands of people that went through this virus, caught it, and they got a mild case of it and have survived. Learn from that, you know. Oh, but by their own admission, politicians and doctors started telling people, don't be quick to run to the hospital, you know, because that's where you can catch it. So important to live and learn off of these things. Very important. You know, you got to get more sleep too. People are so concerned about making money and paying the stupid bills and all that. You know, let the bills wait. Give them less money. You know, this system has to change. The way it's operating now is not too cool. And I think this virus dealt us a blow and is trying to teach us a lesson. The question is, will we learn it? All right, Inside Around the World, 213-816-1650. You want to call in. If we get an engineer online, we'll be able to acknowledge your call. Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue.org. Whisker Walk, June 28th, to raise money to rescue and help the Akitas. And they help mine a lot, my guide dog Akita, with food. Stand by her with the medical. So that's only one example. There are thousands of them. Go to their website, Big East Taquito Rescue .org, and learn more. 609-388-7004, Akita number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her so much. All right, let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey, Avante, Tommy, just to mention a few. I don't know that 9-year-old boy's name, but I heard a story about a youngster who is born, I guess, developmental disabled and needs a lot of help. Stand by them. Watch over them. Fight for them. Put that money in the right place that the agencies raise. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Around the world, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I don't believe his office is open yet, but you can get him on the cell phone. You need some good advice about real estate. Mr. Anthony Kennedy, check him out. Let's see, around the world, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com, toralawcenter.com, all friends of ours from the past. And nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, if you need dog food, cat food, give him a call, 631-484-3085. And if you need medical, ask Gary about that for the animal. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Good friend. Baccaro's, 516-798-1555. Hello. And, Massapequa Park, New York, Baccaro's, where we honored the great advocate Joe Arion last May. All right, what else we got? Able News. How about Able News? You got Able News?
Yes. Yeah,
read Able News.
I have that for memory, so I don't read it. I should probably. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. the input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing home, and the one on the service dog schools to get them licensed so, you know, people can have rights. And the one that we have with the nursing homes, we got to update it. We got to put a lot more information in there. The idea is to get people into their own apartment and have the agencies and the government split the cost. That'll work for millions of people.
Nice.
If it's done in the right way. All right? So check them out. Inner Sight, remind you, and by the way, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 8:30, Long Island, Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and that's 11 o'clock Wednesday night. All right. Live and learn. If you don't live and learn, you can die. Think about
it.
Yeah. You know, people have learned things over the years that have saved their lives. You know, very important. Some people never learn. You know, they're stuck in the same old way.
Mm-hmm.
And they just are stubborn or whatever, or persist in the ideas of the past. Some of them are good. Some of them are good ideas. It doesn't mean everyone is a bad idea. But many of them are outdated and have to be changed. It reminds me of a story of a friend of mine who was denied a guide dog and went to an organization for some training. And they stuck her in a group that's supposed to help you adjust to being blind. And when she related...
Sorry, I gotta listen.
When she related the story about how she'd been denied the guide dog, you know, and she wanted this agency to help her.
Help her.
They just put her off.
Yeah.
They didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So there's an example of what we're talking about. You know, they haven't learned. All these agencies believe that whatever decision a guide dog school makes, they're right. That is one of the worst types of attitudes that oppresses millions of disabled people, to assume that these schools are always right. Now, there's an example of how these agencies are not learning.
That's right.
First of all, there's two sides to every story. All right? That's why there should be legal protection. That's the very principle of English law that came over from Britain. You know, some guy realized at one point that people were being punished and executed and everything else just on one side of a story.
Right.
You know, so they developed the witness.
Yeah.
System and all that, you know, you got to have witnesses, mm-hmm. You got to have proof. What the other side of the story?
Right, right.
And that saved a lot of people's lives.
Oh, heck yeah.
So there you have
it. You can't just go blaming somebody and then not have proof, you know?
Yeah. But that's what happens all the time.
Yeah.
Especially with these service dog schools, because they don't even have a license to train a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So they get away with
That's
a lot.
That's true.
But these agencies need to live and learn. They need to learn from those of us who have to live our lives trying to get what we need, the simple things we need, you know, like a guide dog, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and have to deal with people who are set in their ways and believe in just one side of a story. You know, okay, you don't, but you believe in two sides of a story. Good, license the school, and let's get some legal rights, and let's hear the other side of it in a fair situation, an impartial situation, not in front of the people who denied you the dog. You know, but an impartial.
When you told me that.
Situation.
When you told me that, I was like, holy cow, you're kidding me, right? And you go, no, I'm not. That's when I first met you, and I'm like, that's crazy. For real. I thought it was absolutely crazy.
Well, that's what they submitted to a couple of years ago to Joe Delgado for an appeal. Oh, all right. Perino wants an appeal? Tell him we have a committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who denied you the dog.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, how condescending is that, first of all? You know?
It is very.
That comes from the ancient agencies, you know. And that's why that system right there is one big reason why the agencies treat us like that.
That's true.
Coupled with the ADA, which is a bunch of bull crap. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's why they treat us like that. Because these laws, these rules are accepted by these agencies. You know?
Yeah.
They're all going to praise the ADA in July. For what? What the hell has it ever done?
I'd like to know what it's still doing. It's not doing anything. You tell
me
what
let
it's
me on
doing,
the damn accessor ride. Excuse me. They wouldn't even let me on the damn accessor ride with my guide dog. Where the hell's the ADA? And I'm only one person. How many others throughout this country?
There's a lot of things that prevented me from doing. There's a lot of things that prevented me from doing.
Horrible. So all these things reflect the agencies, see? This is why we're treated this way. This is why you got to fight for every little thing. Because these people who run these damn places, most of them shouldn't even be in these jobs. These people who run these places go along with the fact that we have no protection. You know, and if they tell you no, then say, all right, then do something about it.
Right.
Don't just let them say, oh, no, we believe people should have rights. Do something about it. You believe it? What are you doing about it? Doing something about it?
They're doing absolutely nothing about it. That's
no.
They aren't really doing anything about it.
They don't.
Honestly. But it's not only the guide dog schools. It just goes across the board. I mean, if you want to really put your hand on it, it really does go across the board. Yeah.
No, but they don't believe that a person who's denied a service dog that their life can be put in danger by that denial. They don't believe that.
Well,
they don't believe that
at
all. And that's why they don't live and learn. They're not learning. But you know what makes it worse? A lot of them don't want to learn.
Yeah, that is worse.
You know?
I got to say.
Because they have to relinquish some control.
Yeah.
That's what they're afraid of, too. You see, you need different people in there who are going to say, okay, let's change the way we do this. You know? Take a survey. How many disabled people would like to help us raise money, and that money will go, part of that money will go directly into a fund, a debit card, to help you with a specific purpose, whatever it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that. They're not going to the people and asking them. We called up several agencies when we were on Eyewitness News just recently. What kind of response do we get?
We're not here. We can't help you, blah, 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 blah. Everything under the sun, but we can actually help you, you know?
Only one agency responded. And that was a shock because we heard a lot of bad things about that agency, but evidently
and they actually
it's changed. Autism Speaks has a grant. I don't know if they still have it. They might.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's the idea, the thought that they thought of the people.
That's right, as opposed to themselves.
They learned from all the shows that we did on autism and the other program we used to have on Sunday. I forget the woman's name who ran it Sunday night, her and her sister and her mom. We got the point across.
Right, yeah.
Titian.
Jocelyn.
We complained. You know, we told them we didn't like it when they had people on their board that weren't autistic and they weren't reaching out to help, you know. And it helped a little bit. I'm not saying the damn thing is perfect, but it's better than it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'd like to see them do grants. You know, more for people
year-round.
Who need help.
Year-round.
Yeah, year-round.
Why not year-round?
Make it a habit. Use it to fundraise.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I call them and thank them, I'm going to suggest that to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call the head lady over there and you know, and tell her, why not do it? You know, why not set up think about doing a telethon.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No. I'll offer, I'll help.
Yeah.
You know. So, people are afraid of change. They're afraid of it. If you're not brave enough for change, you shouldn't be in the position of advocating for the disabled. You don't belong there.
That's true.
Go out and sweep the street or something else.
Go out and sweep the street.
All right, Inner Sight, the phone line, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Let me check.
Yeah.
I posted this again. I posted it yesterday and I posted it today. So let me just take a look and see who's on. Here
around the world, Inner Sight.
I got Maureen.
All right, we have our nursing home advocate on the line. Now there's a big system there that doesn't live and learn. The nursing home
never will. I don't.
They don't live and learn at all.
You got to just take them down. That's all. Don't think I'm
no,
crazy,
they're,
but
they're,
I am.
They're no place. They're no place.
Yeah, they never
you know?
Will.
Every nursing home should have a fund, and should have a social worker with authority. You know. Whose job it is to find an apartment for a resident who wants one. All right? It's hard enough to find a damn accessible place, you know? And they should be free to advocate for enforcement too. I'd like to see every nursing home have a person like that. You know, start a fund. Take some of that damn money that they're taking from people. Let's say $100 a month from everybody's money and put it into the fund and build it up and help people get the hell out of those places.
Yeah. I mean,
you gotta be creative,
you know what I
man.
Feel? I feel sometimes that, and I don't know if it's just me thinking this or I'm actually feeling it. Like, sometimes, like, if you demand something and you're not there or whatever, people make run to it and such. Well, you put your loved one here. I mean, it's like I get that from them, but they haven't said that. It's just that you get the intonation on their voice, you get their demeanor change about you, they get very curt with you. That's the thing I don't like. I mean, it really does bother me that way.
Sure, because you know? They don't want their loved ones there. What do you think?
They don't
believe in the place.
So,
they only milk it for money. All right, we got Maureen on the line?
Yes. Hold on, let me go.
Hello, Inner Sight, live.
Hang on, it's taking a bit. Oh, come on.
Around the world.
Hi, hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, hi, guys. How are you? Okay, I couldn't get to call yesterday. Well, first of all, I was waiting all day to hear the results of her latest test. And then today, I didn't feel good earlier today. I'm going to do that thing next week, Frank, because I want to look into a couple more issues about stuff. So I'm going to get all my facts gathered and call next week what we had said for me to call. Because I want to check things out a little more. So anyway, I'm just laughing to myself because... Well, it's not actually funny, but when you say about get the social worker to do something.
Yeah.
This is my mom's social worker. Every time I call him, when she was up on 3 originally, and then she went to 2, she had a very good social worker there. Now she's back up on 3. And every time I call him for no matter what issue I call, his stock answer is, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I get. I don't know. He comes in like after 10:30, 11. I'm sorry?
You know I can't do that for you. You know the system already. Why are you asking? Why are you bothering me? That's what I got today. I got that guy. Yeah. But they have the nerve to call me for the money like twice already. Which bothers the heck out of me, by the way.
Well, of course. That's their call about, naturally, right?
Yes.
They're calling about the money. Mm.
Yeah.
But that's
it. That's all they really care about, the money.
That's right.
Mm. Mm.
They don't care that there's one body with a soul, and it's somebody's mother. They don't care about that. They don't give two hoots about that.
No. They don't. I mean, no matter what, when she was moving down to the other floor, he's supposed to be the one to call me. It was, I don't know. She might be on the list. She might not. Then as the nursing supervisor, I don't know. I mean, every time I ask that man something, it's, I don't know. How he got and gets to keep a job, I don't know. But he has one, you know.
Well, I would say to him, you don't know? Well, go find out.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean you don't know? What are you doing there if you don't know?
Get an education to find, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I have to call everybody else in the building to find out something that he should be telling me, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
We're in different, you know, the funny thing is we're in totally different, they're in totally different nursing homes, okay? But yet, the system is identical. Identical.
Oh, yeah.
Lay them one right on top of the other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they treat our loved ones identically. And it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you go anywhere in the United States, you're going to find the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a little bit tweaking a little bit for the law here and there, but it's still similar. You're still going to, you know, be taking every bit of, I asked today about the money and about if somebody had a pension. I said, I'm asking for somebody else. And do they take, this was the controller. And I jokingly said, oh, so you're in charge of the money. She goes, okay, cut to the point. Look. Well, I was just joking with you.
The finance people leave a lot to be desired, too. They're not very pleasant, the finance
people. Oh, she wasn't.
There's one in my mom's nursing home who's quite nice, but the other two, you know, they leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, this one is the supervisor.
and the supervisor, I told you about him the other day. I don't know. I mean, I have to be calling to find out things, and I have to be calling this one and that one. I thought they're supposed to be telling people what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
They just, it's just horrible. It's a horrible system. They just take your money, like you say, and, you know?
You know, there's a big contradiction in this whole thing. Because if you're paying somebody, you're the boss, you know? If the resident...
We're not paying it. That's the problem.
If the resident is paying someone from their money, all right, that means the person is the boss who pays the person who's supposed to work for them. But it doesn't work that way with this damn thing.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, no. I was telling them about it today and how they work it. They take your money, they have you sign over the money. You have to sign over the money, like their Social Security and stuff like that. You have to do that. Then once you sign over the Social Security, then any kind of pensions or anything like that, that has to go there too. And you want to you scratch your
Yeah, but
head
I would I would
like,
demand I would demand in writing. Okay, you want me to sign it over? I want in writing what the money is going to do. You know, I want let's say with my mom, I want my mom to have certain kind of food. I want her to have a personal attendant. I want to you know.
Yeah, you can bring it in. You could have it, or you know, no problem. We could.
No. This is you're getting the money for it. This is the money.
I know. But you know what? They'll say, no problem.
That's what I would say to them.
You can get it. You can hire it. Yeah, you can hire it. No problem. They'll say that. They'll say it. No problem. You can hire it.
No,
only one problem.
I'm not talking about
that.
I don't have to hire it. The money's already there for it.
They won't do it. I'm telling you, the state protects them. That's it.
You got to make them do it.
In a nutshell. It's not the nursing home that you got to make do. It's the state that you got to change. Frank, and I've been trying to tell you that. It's the state. It's the state.
Well, you got to fight them on it. You got to make them do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. We've got to change the law, not what's going on. We've got to change the law throughout the land.
Well, between
the
state and the federal government, we're just all screwed, really. Because, you know, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically.
How insensitive is it that when 100,000 people died, the president of the country can't even get on in person? He tweets. He tweets.
Yeah.
How insensitive is that? That is gall to not, you know what I mean? That is just such
even
an insensitive
better,
act.
Even better, then he takes down, he doesn't like Twitter for what it called, actually, what it called, fact-checking his stuff. And but yet you use him all the time.
Yeah, he only likes Twitter when he can tweet things. But, you know, I mean, that was so insensitive. What if there were loved ones, because a lot of these people are minorities and all, and maybe some aren't even, maybe some people that aren't minority or elderly or whatever. What if there are people that don't have a way to get a tweet message? Those people just didn't matter, I guess, their family members, you know? That was just so disgusting, truly.
Disrespectful, yes.
You know, that really was. It was totally disrespectful. Yeah. He
How
couldn't take 2 minutes out of his busy
person.
Tweeting day of what he does best, his tweets that he sends out of other things, to take a couple minutes, get off his tweeter, and speak to the public. You know, just so.
Doesn't he do a daily news conference?
Who, the president?
Yeah.
Oh,
not
no, not
anymore.
That's finished.
Not anymore, no.
No, he doesn't do that anymore. Mm-mm. No. Because I think he alienated everyone who was in his. That one, Deborah Birx found things with him, Fauci. You know, he was doing the hydrochloroquine when they said two because it could be deadly to. You know, he just does what he pleases, no matter what it is, you know? And also, the World Health Organization, why didn't they stop air travel all over the world when this virus was first starting? You know what I mean? Everybody, for whatever reason, dropped the ball everywhere. You know? And how many people suffered and died as a result?
A lot.
Which is,
a lot.
Yeah. From the head on down, what's the UN doing about any of this? Is the UN still around? What do we have the UN for, actually? I don't even know. You know? Why
it was supposed to help with these things, but they obviously
they didn't do anything.
They didn't stop
the virus from coming in to this country.
Nope.
I mean,
that World Health Organization is part of the UN.
Yeah. So what was done? When they saw this virus getting out of control, shouldn't they have stopped air travel throughout the globe so that a pandemic wouldn't happen? I mean, I can't
think
of the mentality of this.
Things should have been put into place beforehand. So when the pandemic started, there should have been a plan that, okay, we do this immediately. All our borders closed. Done. Deal.
Right.
That's it. Everybody puts on their masks now. Everybody does this now. We got all the ventilators in stock. We just hand them all out. That's what should have been done.
Exactly.
Well, I hope they live and learn.
And Cuomo, in 30 years we have to be. Well, how long is his father in, and how long has he been in? Why hasn't he been doing anything in 30 years with the infrastructure and everything? Who stopped him all along? You know what I mean? Now we're going to have to do the Second Avenue instead of the Second Avenue, whatever the hell it's called, and the other thing he wants. We don't need that right now. We need people who can't pay their rents. We need people that are unemployed. They need the money more than the Second Avenue. It's been going on for how long they've been trying to build that thing, you know?
Why don't they put the people who have lost their jobs to work? Hello?
Well, that's what he's trying to do. But still, other people who can't build have to have resources too. You know what I mean?
That's right.
The whole thing is
there's
just
so many
mess,
things.
It
just
was...
make us president. No. we'll get it all taken
care of. You know, I mean, it's just the most horrible. They had to have seen this pandemic coming, scientists and all. Why they didn't do something sooner is just totally beyond me. Totally. You know? It just really is mind-boggling, you know? I can't even, I had to turn it off. I just can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah,
now they want people, they didn't say how far apart, but now 6 feet may not even be enough.
That's correct.
6 feet apart may not even be enough. They want more. But they didn't say how much more.
How do you judge if you're in a dimly lit area or if it's too bright for your eyes, if you're visually impaired? How do you judge? And you have problems with those two things. Or if you're totally blind. You know, how do you judge?
That's what they said. What was it?
I said, so how do you judge if you're visually impaired and it's too dimly lit or too brightly lit, and certain people have problems with too brightly lit? You know, and yet they can't see, you know, the distance or judge the distance. How do you tell? How do you tell for those people? You know, even the person who's totally blind, how do they know? They can't tell how far, you know, a person's good. It's not marked for them. It's not, like, marked on the floor for them.
What'd they say, 6 feet, they're going to make it longer?
Yeah.
That's what some people have said. 6 feet may not even be enough now. Well, what's everybody going to have their own state?
How many feet they going to make it?
They didn't actually say.
They didn't say, no, but they said that.
Well, why don't they have the other person stand across the street and yell? That's even better.
And then we'll have to see him at 10 p.m.
Give me a container of milk. What?
Okay, we can throw it to you. I can't for you.
Well, of course, you got people that, you know, still can't obey the law, like Curtis Sliwa, who was out at the beach the other day for an hour in the water. You know what I mean? Did you hear about that?
Curtis?
Yeah.
He's a rebel anyway.
He's always been
and a rebel. And guy who drowned. So, and people are still in other states going out, you know, and having pool parties, lots of people.
And then the thing that happened in Minnesota, and then everybody, you know, protesting. Mm-hmm. I could only see the COVID cases coming from that. That's scary for them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And now they were protesting in the city here tonight. There were protests in other parts of the country. So in the midst of all this, we have to have that.
No,
too, you
the
know?
Thing that bothers me is that there's going to, okay, protest. Yes, You can't just civil disobedience, but do it not at the risk of everybody in a big crisis.
And don't go out looting either and setting things on fire.
Setting things on fire or hurting another person.
That doesn't solve everything.
Well, then they're just as bad as the guy who killed the black guy.
Well, that's
what
we do. Yeah, I mean, you don't kneel on somebody's neck. You know?
Yes, you are. But if you're peacefully protesting, which is what this councilwoman was saying, who was in this news conference, we started off peacefully protesting. Then a group of people came from God only knows where, but they were not from our town. They were not from Minnesota. And they just came and they, you know, started protesting and looting and setting fire and all of that.
Yeah.
So we were peacefully protesting. So what the police chief said, we'll make a safe zone for you to protest. And that's
Did anybody propose a solution so this doesn't happen again?
That's what
have anybody said
on.
Anything about that?
They're working on it.
There's the answer right there. Instead of protesting and getting violent, what's the solution?
The solution is anybody who does any type of maneuver like that, that's horrible. The guy's knee was on the other guy's neck. Literally.
I know.
I can hardly hear you with that phone. Try to correct that phone. I can hardly hear you.
That's uncalled for. Why would you have to kneel on somebody's neck? And he was saying he couldn't breathe.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold it. Be quiet. Maureen, what'd you say?
I said it was totally uncalled for because he's kneeling on his neck. The guy's saying he can't breathe. I mean, it was reminiscent of the incident on Staten Island a few years ago, you know?
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Eric Gardner.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And he became motionless. Yeah, the guy who was selling the cigarettes who was saying he can't breathe.
Yeah.
And the cop, you know.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
But the point is,
that,
what's
really
the solution? You know, how do you stop somebody from hating? This is evidently a hate thing.
It is.
You know?
How do you?
So what's the solution?
Stiffer.
Well, they will be fired, but, you know.
That is a big problem, but penalties. Penalties, period.
Mm.
Penalties for whatever you do, period. And people know now that they can't do it and they have repercussions. That's what stops it.
Yeah. Yep.
Severe penalties. I mean, jail time.
Exactly.
Penalties.
That's right.
You kill somebody,
absolutely.
You go to jail. Simple.
I don't actually know what he was doing, the guy. What was he actually doing?
It was a traffic stop. They had other views of the tape, but I couldn't see it too well. What was it, a traffic stop?
I don't know. I didn't actually hear. That's what I...
Forgery? Forgery. I don't know what that was.
Forgery?
What he was forging, but, forgery.
And you had
suspected
to be killed
forgery,
for that?
I should say. Suspected forgery, I should say. But there was no need to kill somebody over it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Seriously.
You have to kill someone. So.
I don't know the whole story. I don't know what the guy was doing.
He was going from one end of the car, from what I saw, on this one building camera that was fairly decent that I could see. He was going from one end of the car to the other, to the sidewalk with the officer, with his hands cuffed behind his back. So, wait a second, how's he resisting now?
Oh, they had him in handcuffs?
Yes, they did.
So, wait, he tried to escape?
No. No, that's what I saw. I thought I heard something about officer's body cam yet. I haven't released that. Sorry.
But somebody took all this. They have all this on film, though, anyway, from somebody's cell phone, right? All of it. Right?
Some people did. A few people did, actually. So they have all of those cell phones, plus the stores that were around there, the data,
And now the only thing that's left that they haven't showed us is the officer's body cam.
But when somebody's saying they can't breathe and they become motionless, that should be a clue that, you know.
So they arrested him. Wait a minute, hold it. So they arrested him for forgery, is that what you said?
That's what, yeah, forgery.
I heard resisting.
And they had him in handcuffs. Wait a minute, hold it. They had him in handcuffs, and they were what, walking him to the police car?
Walking him from the driver's side to the sidewalk. From the driver's side of his car to the sidewalk.
Of his car or the police car?
No, just to go to the sidewalk.
And how did he get down?
Well,
his knee was on his neck.
His car while they're doing whatever they were doing and talking to him. They walked him over to the sidewalk, and he's saying to the, you know, conversing with them, obviously. This is what the camera was revealing. And he was conversing.
Well, the guy
with
was in handcuffs. Why did they attack him?
He was tall, yes, but that didn't mean that he's going to be able to. He's in handcuffs. How could somebody, you know, willing and is in handcuffs, you know, be that much of a threat?
But how did he get on the ground?
Something doesn't make sense. There's got to be more to the story.
How did he get that the cop's knee was on his neck? How did that happen? He was on the ground, right?
That's on the body cam. We're going to have to wait till that comes because nothing really. It just, I didn't see anything that showed that, you know, it just shows the guy's leg on his neck and that was it. I guess it happened real quick. I don't know what the reason was. The only camera that would say that was the cop's body cam, and they're not releasing that yet. They're doing an FBI investigation on it.
Hope they live and learn.
I hope so. Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Let's move on. Maureen, anything else?
No, just the same stuff for now. Hopefully something will happen soon and we can get out of this pandemic mess. I hope, and I can see my mom again. And you can see yours.
All right.
In
a sight. And thank you, Maureen.
Hey, thanks, Guy. Okay.
Good
night, guys.
Take care.
Around the world, in a sight, brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, 516-783-9662. Civil rights lawyer. So give him a call if you have any questions pertaining to that. Inner sight around the world. Yeah, the agencies, the government, you know, ought to practice living and learning and change this way that we have to struggle and try to get the simplest things for our lives. You know, there are so many stories out there, so many stories that are going to be out there, so many people who are going to become disabled in the next 6 months by this year, by the time this year is over.
I don't doubt it.
You know, reasons why the system has to change. It's not good the way it is at all. It's just horrible. 213-816-1650, talking about how the agencies and the government should live and learn. And I certainly hope that they'll learn something from the death of this black gentleman. You know, it remains to be seen on that one. We got any other calls?
No, we just had one.
Oh, just Maureen. All right. Yes. Around the world, don't forget, tomorrow night, we got the funnies. Oh, yeah, we're going to have Louie. See if we can get him to do some Satchmo and a little Babalu.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And tomorrow night, tomorrow night, the guy who goes to the toilet with his raincoat gear on. All right.
Gosh, that's gross.
All right.
For what reason?
Well, maybe he's afraid of lightning. I don't know. All right, in a sight, tomorrow night on the funnies, so you have to tune in to find out.
If I know you, it's pretty good.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Hopefully, we can get back in the studio next month.
I hope so.
See what happens.
I don't
know. Do some television
yeah,
shows.
Be nice.
All right, let's see. Living and learning. You know, living and learning is fun. You know,
it sure is.
It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's wrong with these agencies. What?
As long as somebody doesn't...
I can hardly hear you.
I know, it's the phone system that
I have.
Move
the phone, see if it gets even louder.
What is it?
See if the phone gets any higher. Move it a certain way.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. Yes, it is better.
You
got to learn how to manipulate that phone. All right.
I have the hardest time with phones. Anyway.
Now, what were you going to say?
I'm saying that if you... I forgot what I was going to say. That's terrible, Frank.
See, that's one of the things that's wrong with these agencies. They're too damn serious, you know?
Yeah.
They don't believe in fun and laughter and all that, you know? And that's why a lot of them don't live and learn.
No, they don't.
I'm thoroughly convinced of that, you know? You call them up, they sound so damn huffy and serious and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say, that they take you down. They really sometimes aren't very nice in the way, you know.
No, they
I don't
think
mind
they think they're better
somebody,
than us, and we
yeah,
pay their
that's
salary.
That's yeah, we get them their salary. We get them everything, their pension, everything, you know, that's related to that. And yet, if we weren't there, they wouldn't have that. They wouldn't be hired. They wouldn't be part of their job. Nothing would be there, you know, for them. And yet, we're treated better at times. And I'm being serious about that.
Yep.
That's how I feel.
No, you're right.
You know,
I hear this from many, many people. You know, you talk to people, you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, some people are afraid to talk about it. Some people are lucky.
Yeah.
And they get through, and you know, they get the help they need, but it really doesn't help them because the system is still the same then.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
If they have to go back and get more help, you know.
They don't.
The system is going to knock them down.
What happened with me is when that man retired, my vehicle wasn't outfitted, and they said, well, we're not going to do it. I said, excuse me?
What are you talking about? What man? What vehicle?
When I was,
explain this.
When I was able to drive, and I had my vision at one point, okay? And this is before I met you and all that. I was using my wheelchair, and I was driving from an accessible van. It was before it was outfitted to, and I was with Vested at the time. And I said to Vested, well, you know, so-and-so was getting me, you know, my van outfitted, but he retired. I'd like to continue that process. I had to wait an additional year, Frank, until they got the whole process going. He had almost finished it, and they made me wait an additional
that's a money
year
thing,
with them.
You didn't have the money.
Yeah. I had to wait till they bid it out, and then they had all the bids in, blah, 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 blah. So I one-upped them. Where the van was located, I told them about the whole situation, and I said, you know what? They're going to plan on using you. Here's the situation. And here's what my van needs. And I gave them the whole specs. They had time to spec it out earlier and outbid the rest because I wanted those people and my van was there. I was pissed at them. I really was. It shouldn't have been that way. I should have had everything the way I wanted it, meaning the way it was done originally.
Well,
why
you should
I
have had the money
gone
for
through it twice?
Then you would have had
that. Or why should I myself go through the process twice when everybody else had to only go through the process once? Because the guy retired? That's not fair.
you know, and then I have to go through the process all over again? No, I'm not having it. So I went around a little.
Well, because the new guy had to get his points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it
you
was
know,
a woman,
the supervisor
actually.
Told him.
It was a woman.
Well, you gotta,
it was a woman. Yeah.
You know, whatever. Supervisor told her that you have to get her to do this, that, and the other thing. Otherwise, we don't get the money from the government.
Sadly, it was the supervisor that I was dealing with because I got pissed.
Well, then there's somebody above
her. You know what? I went above, yeah. And then I kept going above until I got to the person who was the head of that particular branch office. And they said, well, this is all you're going. And I'm like, huh? I would have gone higher. I would have actually gone to the governor, but at that time, believe me, the governor would have not done anything. So I had some advocate in me.
Well,
I
don't think, by the way, Vested is a state organization.
Yes.
Supposed to have the disabled. I don't think that
right.
they have changed in all those years. I don't think
no, they
live
haven't.
And learn.
No, they haven't changed.
Probably the
same
old stuff.
It's the same old process. You have to fill out forms. You have to send it out to bid. And all these people, every time they do all this and they push all these papers, it's like it's crazy. And it happens with the Commission for the Blind. It's the same darn thing. Because you know why?
Yeah, that's how they
the head
operate.
Agency that runs it is the same agency. The family something, I don't remember what it said. It was a family family something organization. I don't remember the last part of it. It starts with family. Anyway, but they're the same organization, a family education something with that education organization. Anyway, I might be getting it all wrong, but I know it starts with family. I know that for sure. Anyway, but they're the same organization. They run both of them, and they run them both the same, I think. You know, I find so much similarities
backwards.
Between the two.
You
very
know,
bad.
They haven't changed in, what, 100 years or whatever it is?
Whatever the time they were open from, yeah, till now. They have not changed. They push paper. That's all they do.
All right,
in
a site, you
want to
call in 213-816-1650, talking about the agencies and the government, how they should live and learn and change their ways and change the system and improve it. You know,
yeah.
And one big reason they should do that is because it would be easier for those of us who are disabled, those of us who are disabled and elderly, to get a job,
mm-hmm.
and they'd get money out of it. So there's
That's
one
right.
big reason.
Our tax
to change
money.
Their ways.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night with the Follies. Inner Sight Means Freedom.
Yay.
Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. I want to thank all our friends for sticking by us.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night on the Funnies, you know, join us, have a couple of laughs, start the weekend off right with Inner Sight. And don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano. Great stuff, man. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Take it with your meal. Down with water, about a tablespoon. Chase it right down. If you have digestion problems, that'll help it a lot. I bet your doctors won't tell you that, most of them. All right. You don't need baking soda and all those antacids. Use the apple cider vinegar. Inner Sight. Remind you
Except
around
you
the world.
The
inner. Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Bye.